Public Health Ontario reported 492 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 415 recoveries and 11 new deaths that occurred in the last month. There was one death that occurred more than a month ago added to the cumulative total for a total of 12 deaths added today. The October 22 updates provided by the province's public health agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: 3,421 active, lab-confirmed cases, up from 3,356 yesterday. 261 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 121 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 28 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 72 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 22 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. 10,900,029 Ontarians, about 73% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated. 88% of eligible Ontarians have at least one dose of vaccine. Included in today's new cases are 248 unvaccinated, 21 partially vaccinated, and 167 fully vaccinated people. There were 56 cases listed without vaccine status information. In ICUs, there are 75 unvaccinated, 8 partially vaccinated, and 21 fully vaccinated COVID-19 patients. There are another 114 unvaccinated, 11 partially vaccinated and 36 fully vaccinated patients hospitalized with COVID, but not in the ICU. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 6.6 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 2.6 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 1.2 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 28,906 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 1.4% positivity rate. Of the new cases reported today, 64 are from Toronto, 59 are from Peel, 17 are from Simcoe Muskoka, and 33 are from York Region. Today's new cases include 99 individuals under 12 years old, 37 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 159 people between 20 and 39 years old, 131 people between 40 and 59 years old, 58 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 9 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 596,772 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 583,512 recoveries and 9,839 deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 30,422 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 5,954 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 4,050.3 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 19.4 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 15.3% compared to the week of October 5. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health, 486 cases, weekly rate of 5.1 cases per 100,000 people. There are 7 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 799 cases, weekly rate of 7 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 801 cases. There are 11 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,218 cases, weekly rate of 10.6 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,220 cases. There are 5 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 2,614 cases, weekly rate of 25.3 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,655 cases. There are 133 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. Temiskaming Health Unit, 241 cases, weekly rate of 17.7 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 243 cases. There are 8 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,191 cases, weekly rate of 6.2 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,190 cases. There are 3 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,404 cases, weekly rate of 1.9 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 3,399 cases. There are 2 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 92% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.